Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
The show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Barbara. Hi, Barbara, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, darling. What's up?
Well, my husband's been plagued with these headaches for like 2 months now. He defines them as low-grade headache. It's only when he sneezes or coughs or picks up something heavy or bends down. We've been to an internist. We've been to an ear, nose, and throat. We've been to a neurologist. We've had an MRI done. There's nothing there in the brain that's, you know, unremarkable. And they've given us some medication called indomethacin.
Okay.
I guess an anti-inflammatory. But they're mentioning spinal fluid, and I'm kind of getting worried, and he's concerned. And I mean, he's continuing to do his daily routines, or kind of so, putting off everything else. But.
So he's had his workup done. And,
right.
And just no one, all the doctors that you've been to, no one can really figure it out, right?
Right.
Where does it stand? What do
well,
they say? What do they tell you to do? I'm curious.
It's, well, all they've given me is, or him, is a prescription for indomethacin.
That's it? Just the indomethacin?
Yeah, that's it. And my response to the doctor was, well, is that it? You're just going to give him something for the pain and... We're not going to find out what this is from and cure it. And evidently, they don't know. They're calling it a cough headache. I mean, technically, cough headache.
How's his blood pressure?
His blood pressure is great.
Is it? Where does the headache hurt the most? I know you said when he bends over, it makes it hurt. But
when
does it ever hurt when he's...
When he coughs or when he sneezes and... He says it's, initially it's a stabbing pain, and then it's just a dull throb that just goes away after a while. But
where does it hurt, though?
Where, on his head?
Yeah, like over the right eye or the left eye, the back of the head?
In the back. In the back, and he says something's on the side.
Does he drink a lot of coffee?
He drinks decaf.
Okay.
And it only
How's his stress level? How's his stress level?
Well, he's retired, so I would think he'd have a lot of stress. I can't imagine where it's coming from if he's having a lot of stress. So.
What did he do for a living for years?
Office work.
Hmm. Did he run a company? Did he?
We're retired now, so.
No. What did he do up to the point he got retired?
Well, he worked for the government in the D.C. area.
Okay.
Just an office job. So.
The reason I'm asking is, does he miss his work?
No. No, we're very happy.
So
we're
life,
very
okay,
happy
life, retired. Life is much happier. Okay, I
yeah.
got it. And yeah. sometimes men, when they retire, it can almost become more stressful, and you can see weird things can happen in the body. Headaches, I mean, arthritis. You start getting all kinds of weird symptoms when men, that's why I'm going down that rabbit trail, is I'm trying
yeah.
to figure out exactly.
No, we're retired. We have a vegetable farm, and
that's amazing.
we do our own thing, and we're outside all day, and we eat organically and raise organically, so we can't figure this out. He's really healthy. And
okay. Does he sleep all right? Has his sleep patterns? Are they pretty good?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he does.
Okay. And it only hurts when he coughs, sneezes, strains, or otherwise, right? Not just when he's hanging out normally.
Right.
Okay. Does he exercise?
Yes.
Fantastic.
We
more
get a
cardio
lot
or weightlifting?
Both, actually. We go to the gym, so he's lifting weights. Of course, we have a lot of work around here.
Well, now that's straining. Does it give him a headache when he works out with weights?
He hasn't said it does, so I'm assuming no. It's usually when he bends over and picks something up, which I thought initially it's your sinuses, but nothing showed up.
No. I'll tell you what, it sounds to me to be more of a structural based headache because of the straining that would come from, say, doing bicep curls or bench press or shoulder press machine or whatever it might be. There's still some straining involved there, and if that's not giving him a headache, and the increase of blood flow from the working out and the exercising is not affecting him, that's a really good sign. So, see, those are more clues that are very, very helpful. Here's my thoughts. If it was me, this is what I would do. If he's having those kind of headaches and you've done the complete workup and the medical doctors, the physicians have given him the endomethacin and they're scratching their heads and they're just saying, well, let's see how this works. What that means is when a doctor gives you medicine and says, let's see how this works, it usually means, I'm not real sure what it is. This is my best guess, so let's just keep an eye on it. And that's not knocking it. I mean, that's just they've kind of come to the end of their rope, and they're doing the best they can. And that's a good thing because they're doing everything they can to help him. You know, they're not being bad doctors. They're doing what they can to help. So here's the thought. Remember, there's three sides to the health triangle, and the body's affected by every one of these sides. All three sides are important, and one side affects the other. So you've got the mental side, brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, subconscious mind. You've got the chemical side, and that's how your body chemistry functions, how the heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, liver, pancreas, thyroid, how all that stuff works. And then you've got the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves. Now, the nerves control everything in the body. The interesting thing about that is that the nerves go in through the spinal cord, out of the spinal cord, rather, through the vertebral bones, and then out into the different organ systems and various tissues within the body. Well, the ones that go up and through the cervical region, the neck, kind of the base of the neck, the occipital area, all of that part of the region of the body would be good to have someone look at that, and potentially they can do certain tests on it, and there might be even some manipulations that they would want to do in their own style. That would be beneficial, and it's definitely something to look into, without a shadow of a doubt. I think if you don't, he would be doing himself a disservice in not looking down that route and letting them evaluate and even doing some of their treatments along the way. Because when headaches like that are unexplained, a lot of times they can be chemical, they can be genetic. There's a lot of different factors that can be environmental toxins that could be causing some of that. But the structural part we see often with headaches, and it's one of the least areas to be addressed. It's kind of whenever nothing else works, let's go that way. And believe it or not, the structural part of the body plays such a key role and is so important. It's vital for someone to look at it in that regard. So all the horror stories you hear about with people getting hurt and injured, it's you have a better chance of being struck by lightning than that happening. So don't let that worry you. It's actually care that is very good and that he could really benefit from, I think. So take a peek at that. Get with a DO, Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine, and keep me posted. You can always call me back on 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables,
and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
And join and catch up with everything going on behind the scenes with the show and all the new information coming out. Great information about our weekly email newsletter. So if you're not signed up for that, U.S. government sends home health care money to states. A new report says that states stand to gain billions of dollars as provisions in the U.S. health care plan to move Medicaid patients out of institutions come online, with 13 states awarded $45 million in grants on Tuesday. And the Health and Human Services Agency said this, that Medicaid is the health program for the poor that was greatly expanded under the health care reform. Extended Medicaid's reach, the U.S. government is also increasing reimbursement sent to states and awarding new grants for the program. Still, most states are worried that they will not have enough money to administer many of the parts of the health care plan and are requesting waivers for implementing components they cannot afford under their stretched budgets. Now, many are also trying to block the law in federal courts, saying it usurps states and individuals' rights. Florida, which is leading a multi-state legal challenge to the law, was one of the 13 states awarded a grant on Tuesday to move the elderly people with disabilities and Medicaid recipients with mental illnesses from nursing homes and other institutions back into their homes or communities. The federal government said the grants will likely help 13,000 people. Massachusetts received the largest grant of $13.5 million, followed by Minnesota, which was awarded $13.4 million in the grants. Starting in October, states will also receive a 6% increase in the federal reimbursements for providing nurses and other home-based support to people on Medicaid. Through 2014, states could see a total of $3.7 billion in new funds to pay for attendants who help individuals with daily activities such as bathing, and also help move people by paying for utility deposits, rent, or household supplies. It's a great thing. Great thing to for what they're doing with the elderly and people that are a little bit more challenged with their health care, to get them in better positions and with better care, more, I guess, care that is closer to home, so it doesn't feel so disconnected. 888-283-7272. Jason from Chicago writes in an email, which you can always send me. It says, my dad's 58, and he's just been diagnosed with congestive heart failure. Is it too late to help him? Never too late, Jason. That's the one thing. Realize that. It's never too late to help someone. It's never too late for someone to get well. It's never too late for there to be a turnaround in someone's health. There can always be a change. But the key is making the right kind of choices every single day. Now, are there genetics that play a role? Yes. Is there some damage that probably has been done with congestive heart failure that's irreversible? Yes. But it's never too late. Never too late to help someone. Never too late to walk with a health challenge with someone. It's never too late. So my biggest encouragement for you is get him started on the basics. Make sure his diet is sound. Make sure the foods he's putting in his body, very good. Make sure he can handle even the smallest amount of exercise, which his doctor probably doesn't want him to do too much, but at least make sure he's doing something. Drinking plenty of water, half his body weight in ounces of water every single day. So many things he can be doing to make sure that he has the optimal health that he can have. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, doctor.
Good to talk with you, man.
I got a question. I got a friend who, she's always got really purple feet, and this just started recently. She's always had cold feet, excuse me, and she just started having purple feet.
Okay.
And she's always got really clammy hands, kind of like sweaty hands, but I was just wondering if there could be, I've always thought about circulation, you know, Googled everything I could find, but I'm just not finding, you know, enough information for me to even want to take in as far as just from the kind of information that I'm getting from the Internet. So I was just wondering if there was a, if you had an idea or we could pinpoint of something, you know, what that could be.
What is her age?
She's about 17. She's Mexican, and she lives in Tucson, Arizona, so it's really dry, hot. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
No, it's, no, I know what you're saying, though. No, not really. I mean, purple, her feet turn purple. Is that something new that started, or it's been there for a while?
It started about, I guess, a week ago, and they've always been really cold. And doctors have always said she's had some kind of weird problem, and they've never been able to pinpoint what it was. But this is new, so I didn't know if there was, you know, if you know anybody or have ever dealt with anybody that had that problem.
Well, it just depends. I mean, does it hurt? Does it ache when it turns purple like that?
Mm-mm, doesn't hurt.
No pain at all whatsoever?
Mm-mm.
Has she gone to the doctor since it started turning purple?
Not yet. I think she went today, but I haven't talked to her.
But you haven't talked to her. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the old adage is, I mean, with extremities like that, especially more in the hands, there can be just an extreme, you know, kind of an achiness and cold feeling in the hands. And it's typically Raynaud's, you know, and there can be a lot of different things associated with that. It's rarely seen in the feet. So for the feet to start turning colors, it could, you know, obviously vascular, but if the doctors have looked at it and you haven't, you don't know what they have said yet, I'd be curious to see, because, I mean, again, there's one thing to say, well, they're purple and they're cold, but they don't hurt and there's no achiness or no pain to it. It's, you just need to be able to see that. And that's where going to the doctor's office and all that is really good. But when you have circulation issues like that, she could be deficient in some things. If it came on out of nowhere, I mean, granted, she may have always had cold extremities, but it could be several things. I mean, it could be everything from red blood cells being anemic. It could be, my goodness, there's so many things that it could be with that. Rootin is really good for vessel health, and if you've got anything weird going on, it's a supplement you get at a health food store, but it's Rootin, R-U-T-I-N, can be very good. And, you know, again, with vascular-related issues, simple things. It's the simple things, like CoQ10, all those kind of supplements are very good for vascular health, can help the extremities tremendously, especially if they're always cold. And the discoloration is where the doctor's opinion is going to come in. And I'd be curious to know. If you want to email me, you can shoot it to me. Thanks for the call.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
So today, I'm proposing a plan for the nation that rewards work, not just rewards wealth. It builds a fair economy that gives everybody a chance to succeed.
President Biden in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, unveiling his massive $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. The president, calling himself a good union guy, continues.
It's not a plan that tinkers around the edges. It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America, unlike anything we've seen or done since we built the interstate highway system and the space race decades ago.
The CDC says over 150 million coronavirus vaccine doses have been administered in the United States. Over 97 million Americans have received at least one dose of the three vaccines available. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Over the past few decades, research has shown that church retention among young adults dropped significantly after the high school years. Generational differences and increased prioritization of digital devices have further decreased students' and teens' motivation when it comes to church involvement or faith in general. I had a chance to catch up with teaching pastor Mark Moore from Christ Church of the Valley in Phoenix, Arizona.
75% of students will drop out of church after they graduate, after they graduate from high school, before they graduate from college. We have a 75% attrition rate. And we actually know why. Because we have students that go off to college and they begin, they're sitting in classes and professors bring up questions they've never thought of and no one ever bothered to answer for them in church. This book is going to provide answers before they get off to college and before someone comes along and challenges their faith. Look, there are good answers out there. We just haven't always taken the time to answer them for students. And this book is going to help them independently on their own build confidence in the Bible.
More talking about his most recent book, Core 52, Student Edition. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Health really is your greatest wealth. Do you view it that way? You've been given a diagnosis and you think, well, I guess I'm just stuck with this. It's what my grandma had, it's what grandpa had, and now this is what I have, and so I might as well just take it, suck it up, and deal with it. It's not true. Your health is your greatest wealth. So realize this. The body is pretty amazing. As we say in the South, pretty darn amazing. Because 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is, if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well. But you have to be willing to change. And only you can take responsibility for your health. No one else can. No one else can. No one else can take responsibility for your health for you but you. And people, that's what they always want to do. Everyone wants to take a pill, and they hope the pill is going to correct everything with their health. And it won't. It never will. And you have to be willing to make the changes every single day on your own. And you have some support. You can have friends support and family support, but no one else can take responsibility for your health but you. And that's what we're here for, to help you go from where you are to where you need to be in your health. We're going to kick it off now with Linda. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hello. How are you?
I'm living well.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I had a complete 5 years ago, and I never was put on any type of hormone therapy. And they tried me on bioidentical hormones, and they didn't help me. They tried me on estradiol, and it didn't help me. I reckon I'm just, like you say, stuck, and I don't know what to do. I go to the doctor. My blood pressure's out of control. I don't have any type of, I don't know how to say this, my body's just not the same. And I can't do anything about it. And it's, I don't know how to live with it. I don't know what to do. I've tried everything. And I can't get over it. I don't know how to deal with it.
I got it. Is it mostly your energy levels that you're concerned with?
I don't have any energy. I don't sleep.
Okay.
I have the mood swings. It looks like if it was hormonal, from not having any hormones, they would put me on it when they operated on me. They even took out my appendix. And I'm just tired all the time. My back kills me.
Okay. I get it. Now, have you gone to your doctors, and have they done anything? Have they just told you this is it? This is the best it's going to get? Or have they offered any suggestions or options for you?
They will put me, first they put me on clonazepam. And I slept 2 days on one tablet. They didn't tell me I could break the tablet in two, because some tablets you can't crush or break or chew or anything like that. I brought myself off of it. And then they put me on Prozac, and I woke up one morning after I had took the largest dose that they had put me on, and I didn't even know who anybody else was, not alone myself. I said, I cannot take this, and it's not mixing with my blood pressure medicine.
Sure.
Well, after that, they had tried me on the estradiol patch. They tried me on Bivel, and they tried me on another type of pill, and it didn't help me. And I think finally he just got disgusted with me. And now, since I've been without hormones all this time, my back, the center of my back, up at the top, where your pituitary line goes, it hurts me constantly. I don't know what to do. My legs are always tired. I don't know what to do.
Okay. It's all right. I understand. I know you're in a tough place. I get that. Here's kind of the foundation. When you've gone through and had a complete, like you talked about, and you've had a hysterectomy, and all of these different changes are taking place in your body, you have to kind of step back and say, okay, what is working? It feels like everything's falling apart, but what is working? And what can I do to make some changes? Because if everything feels like it's falling apart, you don't feel good, you don't have energy, you ache, you hurt. I mean, I get that.
Usually for breakfast I have bacon and eggs. I don't eat the bread. If I have a snack, I'll have a piece of fruit or something like that. For dinner I'll have a piece of, if I fry my meat, I fry it in canola oil without any flour or anything. And then I usually have a green vegetable or maybe a salad. I don't eat a lot of junk food. That's something I don't do. But and I drink tea. But I usually use Equal or Splenda in my tea. I don't eat a lot of sweets. But if they put me on a hormone, it's like I blow up overnight.
Yeah, I got it.
So I'm eating right.
You are eating pretty well. Now, I'm gonna change a couple things based on what you said, but I am proud of you. It's not like you're eating a ton of junk food. Lunch you need to make sure that you include always at every meal. Let me just say this. You need a lean quality protein like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. You need a low glycemic carbohydrate, fruits, and vegetables, and you're doing that. And then you always need a good healthy fat. So here's an issue too. Hormones in the body are, even though you've had a hysterectomy, your body still produces estrogen in the fat cells. So the body is pretty amazing, and it's quite resilient. So even though you remove parts from the body, it will compensate and can work very well in other areas. So something to consider for yourself is to make sure you go in and you balance everything out within your diet, first of all. Lean proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats. Your fats are going to be really, really important. Because the fats don't make you fat. Remember that. That's a key component. Fats don't make you fat, but they actually are going to make a big difference in your overall health with your hormones and the way you feel, aches and pains. They lower inflammation. And almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils, very important to be taking cod liver oil every day, at least a tablespoon. Don't do the gel caps, at least a tablespoon of the oil every single day. And matter of fact, the Foundational Four supplements would be the top priority in my eyes. And I'm just a big fan, and that's why I talk a lot about in my book and here on the show. I'm just a big believer. These are the four things that we don't get in our food supply that we need, and that's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to break your food down, cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, vitamin A and vitamin D, and probiotics. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in our digestive tract. So real simple to follow, but yet so, I mean, critical for overall health, and something that I would desperately encourage you to look into. White willow bark is really good too for some of the aches and the pains, but getting that gut cleaned out, meaning everything. Canola oil, don't cook with that anymore because it turns to a trans fat and one of the number one cancer causing agents that we have. If you're going to cook with any kind of oil, there's three. There is coconut oil, very good. There's also butter, regular butter, and then grapeseed oil. So any of those are going to be fine to cook with. Coconut oil and butter are the top two. If you've got to go with grapeseed, go with that. And you'll notice a big, big difference in your overall health, energy levels, and the way that you feel. Now, energy is going to be comprised of a couple of things. With hysterectomy, it could be a result of estrogen, could be a result of progesterone as well. But the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And when they get worn out, when they get tired, when they're not functioning at their peak level, which they're two little glands that sit on top of the kidneys. So if they're not working at their best, then your body's not going to function at its best. And it's important to get those built up, keep them strong. Vitamin B5, vitamin C, pantothenic acid, all of that works hand in hand to keep those adrenals functioning at a peak level, at a high level, and keeping them at a place that they need to be. So something to encourage you to look into, B5, pantothenic acid, and also vitamin C. So I hope that helps. Knowing this, things like black cohosh can help, wild yam root can help, but make sure you work with your physician getting blood work done. Don't just take a bunch of supplements and just hope you feel better. Get with a doctor that can monitor your hormones, even if you decide not to do the bioidenticals and all that, which I'm not telling you to do that. But getting the blood work done, and or saliva test, however you want to do that, however your doctor wants to monitor it, seeing exactly how your body's responding, how it's functioning, and what it needs so it can function at the highest level. But one thing don't lose is your hope. Don't lose the fact that even though you've had a hysterectomy and you feel like you're falling apart, the one thing you've got to remember is you're not. You're not falling apart. Your body's not going to just collapse on you. You can do well. Your body can recover in many ways. And you can have vitality again. It's not over. It may feel like it's over, but it's not. And you can have energy again. And, the goal here is to get Linda back. We need Linda to be the best Linda that Linda can be. And we need you to be all you can be. But see, the thing is, no one else can help you. No one else can do this. You have to do it for you. And even on the days you don't feel like exercising, you get out and exercise. On the days where you don't have any energy, you've got to tell yourself, self, I'm not going to let you beat me today. You have a little self-talk. That's what we always say. And people say, talking to yourself is crazy. It's not. And sometimes the only motivator we have is ourselves. It means you be a certain way, you do it, and then you have it. So be well in your mind. Do the things it takes to be well that you know textbook-wise that you have to do to be well. And then you'll have it. It's amazing how that works. It's more than visualization. It's about taking radical action. But just know this, you're already on a good path. Get your mind right. Start doing the things today that may be a little bit difficult and watch how your body can change.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Health Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Jesse, you're on. How can I help?
I was curious to ask you a question about this health challenge that I have. And it's last maybe 5 days ago, I woke up one morning, and I have this pain, and it radiates from, like, the xiphoid process all the way up to my larynx. And it goes, I can even feel it through my back. You know, it's like a... Now, I had pericarditis one time,
sure,
and it feels similar to that, but I went to the doctor today, and it's not that, he said, and he sent me to a GI guy, and they said because of the pain and where it's at, they're getting me in rather quick. They got me in tomorrow already, and I was wondering, with that being said, I also have, I have Barrett's, and I've had that for about 10 years. I was diagnosed with it 10 years ago, but I had the Meson fundoplication at the same time. They found the Barrett's, and I was just wondering, you think it's esophagus related? Also, my head, if I bend over, my head goes below my waist, it's unbearable. I mean, the pain is, or if I belch, the pain is really shoots up. But it's not acid, it's not burning, it's just, it's a deep pain. Sharp pain.
Well, the Barrett's, let's talk about that. How are you dealing with, I mean, obviously you've had acid reflux then for a long time, right?
Yeah, I had it for 18 years before they decided to, you know, diagnose it and fix it.
Yeah. And so for the most part, is it taken care of?
Yeah. When Epinephrine was done, I didn't have a bit of trouble, but they did keep me on Prilosec. Pretty much about 60 milligrams a day. And now I'm taking something called, I think it's called Xylocant or something like that. I don't know. It's a new PPI, proton pump inhibitor.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's working okay, right?
It's more powerful,
right?
Than they said.
But it's working okay?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no acid, there's no burning. And that's what he asked me, you got anything coming up in your mouth? And I said, no, not at all, there's nothing like that. I think the Nissan's still working great, but the Nissan's still working great. And it's just this pain. I don't know where, you know, just all of a sudden. What I will tell you that I missed taking my Prilosec for 2 days, and I didn't have it. And the second day was pretty rough, so I went out and got it, and then and after that, that's when the pain started.
Do you eat much dairy products at all, like cheese, yogurt, milk?
Oh, I love yogurt. Yeah, I eat a lot of yogurt, and okay. But I drink. But the only other dairy thing I eat is goat milk. I drink a lot of raw goat milk.
Raw goat milk. Okay. What about breads and things like that? Do you eat much of that?
No.
Pasta, bread.
No. Stay away from bread. I used to work out hard, and I know about, you know, staying away from bread and pasta and that.
And all that kind of thing. So what does your diet look like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, typically? Jesse, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I think we must have lost. Yeah, we lost Jesse. That's okay. All right, well, here's the deal, Jesse. The bottom line is, if you're not really... eating gluten, which, you know, gluten is the protein found in the breads, pasta, all the flour-based foods, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of that. That's always a big key. And if you're getting that constant pain in that area, it could be still part of the Barrett's. It's a possibility that still some residual from that. But the other thing that you can consider in that area, if you've got the constant burning, is that possibly you don't have enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach. Betaine hydrochloride you can take as a supplement form, or you can use apple cider vinegar. That works very, very well. And you can also consider aloe vera juice and glutamine. Both of those can be very, very beneficial to when you're dealing with that sort of pain. Now, if you're having more of it, if it feels more structural, meaning you're seeing from the xiphoid right there, and it is more of a kind of an achy pain through that area, which I would ask you next, I would consider going to somebody that works on the structural part of the body, bones, muscles, nerves, which would be an osteopathic physician, even someone like a physical therapist or a chiropractic physician. They all could look in that area and kind of rule things out a little bit, because if you had Barrett's, which is a serious condition, I mean, Barrett's can turn into cancer, no doubt about it. But when you had Barrett's and it's gone to that level, then getting those kind of pains within there can be a little bit of a challenge, but it's something that, you know, you gotta keep an eye on. Keep me posted on how that goes. 888-283-7272. CNN reported about how cell phone exposure increases brain cell activity. The radiation emitted after just 50 minutes on a mobile phone increases the activity in the brain cells. According to a new government-funded study, the effects of that brain activity are not known, said the researchers who called for more study. Phones that were turned off did not create the same brain activity, and the small study published in the Journal of American Medical Association was the first to look specifically at how electromagnetic radiation from cell phones affects glucose metabolism, a normal function in the brain. The brain activity means that cells are using glucose to create energy, and the brain normally produces the amount of glucose it needs to function properly, but these new findings don't tell us whether activating the cells artificially, in this case by cell phone radiation, will have a negative effect on our health. They say they simply don't know and calls for further investigation. All kinds of things I believe we're going to find about cell phones and how they're affecting our health, and probably not for the positive. And I'm the world's worst using a BlackBerry all day long. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.